Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan. Dan, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, it is a Friday.
Whoa.
Feel good Friday. Gonna make you feel good around 6:37. About 37 minutes from now, with Hawk and Crowder talking a little bit about this.
Dwayne Wade, I'm sure, is your favorite Miami athlete of all time.
This weekend, not just about the 1-2 college baseball matchup between the U and UF. It's also about Mr. Dwayne Wade County. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Also going to be hearing from the Joe Rose Show. They're talking to Miami Heat announcer Eric Reed because, after all, once again, it's all about Mr. Dwayne Wade. And the Dan Le Batard Show will also weigh in on that and open up the club. Right now, let's open up those headlines. 50 from Trae Young helped lead the Hawks past the Heat last night, 129-124. Miami is 11-12 in their last 23 games. This weekend, we'll also see the three-day celebration of Dwayne Wade's jersey retirement. Tonight begins a three-game baseball series between Miami and Florida. The 1-2 matchup is sold out, so listen to the action at 7 on 790 The Ticket. The Panthers fell to the Kings last night 5-4. They play again in Vegas tomorrow night at 10. The Canes basketball team go for four wins in a row Sunday at 6 when they take on Notre Dame on the road. Three matches set for Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. The two split the decision in their first meeting, treating us to a 12-round classic back in December of 2018. Bell rings at 9 p.m. Saturday. The Marlins open their spring training play tomorrow at 1 in Port St. Lucie against the Mets. Inter-Miami have released jersey numbers for its inaugural season. First match is March 1st at LAFC. And now you know what time it is after a long week especially. It is time to step into the day spa. After removing squatters, a Denver area condo owner had to clean up their left behind underwear, snake, and sex toys. I mean, I could see leaving the underwear and snake, but not the sex toys. Come on. A mini horse dressed as a superhero was recently allowed to fly first class on an American flight from Michigan to Texas. This emotional support animal thing is getting out of control. A 36-year-old Ohio woman has been arrested after repeatedly calling 911 to report her parents for shutting off her cell phone. Ooh, this makes her my hot mess of the day. A man in Tokyo who stopped using toilets in 1974 says his defecating in public leave the earth teeming with life. Plus, if you're an ant, his crap is a fairy tale candy house. So, a deuce equals a fairy tale candy house. Yep. Happy birthday, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Love you. Now on the weather, brought to you by Hylia Park. Tonight's forecast: chance of rain with temperatures in the mid-70s. Got up this morning, wanted to get a lot done? Probably not. You didn't want to get up that early. That's why I'm here for you. If you do not catch all the Joe Rose Show, he's weekdays from 6 to 10 right here on 560 The Joe. I got some of the best of the best from him. He caught up with Heat announcer Eric Reed talking about Trae Young going off last night. Ooh, that hurt. Bam's assessment, Wade's weekend, and his favorite all-time D-Wade calls.
What time do you get home, by the way? I'm always curious. I figure you're for 3 a.m. What time do you get home?
I think home at 2:30-ish, and after I kick the covers around, probably asleep at 3, and then up at 6, bus stop duty, brother.
Eric, that's a quick turnaround, man. If you got home at 2:30 and you were asleep by 3, that's normally if you're getting home late like that, I know you're tired, but you still got to kind of wind down. You just went right to bed, man. I'm proud of you. That's good stuff right there.
Well, I have that hour ride home to sort of wind down, Zach.
That's a good point. Forgotten.
Eric, last night, I mean, we can sit and break it down, but this kid, Trey Young, just put – you've seen a lot of great shooting nights. My God, those threes were from downtown. I don't know how you defend them, whether you're 6'10", 6'6", or you're a guy the same size. You can't do it from – if he's making them that far out, you got to let him make them, right?
You got to try to contest him, but when he's making them like that, there wasn't much anybody could do, and everybody took their turn. You know, he looked last night like, you know, one of Damian Lillard and Steph Curry's, you know, youngest brother, because those are the three guys that have that kind of range that you get around 30 feet, you better cover him. He scored 20 of his 50 in the fourth quarter. Oof. He had never scored more than 24 in his career against Miami. He had 49 twice in his career. First time he ever got 50. Most points ever scored by a Hawk against Miami. Mm. But it was troubling, guys, because, you know, you lose 4 out of 5 on the West Coast road trip, and then you lose this first road game after the break. And the reality is, since the 10th of January, this team is 8-10, and they've had a ton of defensive issues, and they came out again last night. In the last 10 losses, the Heat are giving up over 116 a game. If you go back to the last West Coast trip and then this game, giving up 18 threes a game, and you can't fight that math, and you can't win games when you're giving up that many threes. And the odd thing about it, you know, sometimes the numbers play tricks with you. Atlanta came into the game last night, you know, number 30 in a 30-team league in three-point percentage. Miami came in number one in defending the three in terms of percentage, and it just turned upside down on Miami. And right now, it is a problem that they need to solve. They need to do it in a hurry. On paper, your defense got better when you added Andre Iguodala and Jay Crowder, but it hasn't transferred over yet. It's become a little bit of a recurring nightmare for Miami over these last, you know, 5 road losses.
I know that they lost last night, but this season in general, have we seen an evolution of a game like we have with Bam's? For a guy that we thought would just be the big guy, the defensive guy, grab rebounds, score points when he has to, 28-19-7. We're seeing more games like this than we're seeing games where he's struggling. It is amazing what his game has turned into in this season, at least.
It really is amazing. Lloyd Pierce, the coach of the Hawks, put it in a good light last night before the game. He said the true ascension of a star is when guys start adding to their game and doing things you didn't expect. He said, so everybody sort of grew to expect the athleticism, finishing around the rim, being able to run the floor, being able to defend, you know, multiple positions. But then this year, and this year has been a culmination of the previous 2 years of all the work the coaching staff and Bam have put in when nobody was watching. You know, I've told this story many times. After his rookie year, he played in summer league for the second straight year, and I remember being in Vegas that summer, watching Bam bring the ball up the floor, wondering, you know, what mad scientists on the Heat basketball side came up with this idea. Because at that point, you know, for me, I'm thinking, he just expand his range, you know, so he can make a 10, 15-foot jumper. And they have him not only doing that, but bringing the ball up the floor. So, and now you're seeing the fruits of that labor. Think of how tough it is for the opposing center when you see a 6'10 point guard coming up the floor. So, you know, Jimmy Butler's the Heat's point guard, and Bam is the number 2 point guard on the team, and he's not finished with his growth and development. You know, when you've had the kind of season Miami has had, the good stories are layered one on top of the other, but I think that's the number 1 story this year, Bam's ascension to the Heat's youngest all-star ever, and I think one of the green lights in free agency and building a team is not only having a player like Bam, guys, but the person that Bam is. It's almost too good to be true, yet it is true. So coachable. All the little things and right things are important to him, and that's the kind of a guy you can build with and win with.
Is he the most improved player in the league from what you've seen this year?
You know, off the top of my head, listen, Trey Young's up about 11 points per game, but I think Bam is going to be in that conversation. There are some other guys that are qualified and will be there with him, but Bam is as improved as any player in this league, and any player we've seen in a long time jumping from year two to year three. And think about it, guys. He's 22 years old.
Gosh.
I think what we just saw was the first of many All-Star appearances for him. And a guy that just is, to me, he's going to be a natural recruiter to bring other stars to Miami. That's the kind of guy you want to play with because he's so unselfish and he's all about winning. And you're not going to find a better person along with a better young player than Bam Adebayo.
Well, can we talk about the great recruiter? The great recruiter of all time is a guy that's getting ready to have three special days coming up for Wade's weekend. You know, we talk about everything with Dwayne Wade, but behind the scenes with all the guys that ended up coming here, he had to be right in the middle of a lot of it, huh? Behind the scenes?
Well, he's been a part of almost every single thing that's been great for the Miami Heat over the 32 years. That is your beacon, your shining star, your iconic figure in your franchise's history. And we've lived through 32 years of it. I mean, another 32 could go by, Joe, and I don't know if you'll ever get anybody that even comes close to accomplishing and doing and meaning all that he has done and meant for the Miami Heat. It's very rare for a franchise to be able to celebrate a career like this. We didn't get the whole 16 years in Miami, but we got 14 of the 16. Of the five numbers that will be retired after this weekend, Dwayne is the fifth and the first of the retired jerseys that was drafted by Miami. So, you know, five is sort of the magic number. Fifth player taken in his draft, fifth number retired, five finals, on and on it goes. It's going to be, you know, so meaningful, so emotional, I think so memorable what we see and hear over these next two or three nights, and really looking forward to tonight. Celebration maybe like one other. You can remember that big three party back in 2010.
Right.
And this is going to be similar in format, but I think unique in what it means. The player in the history of your franchise getting honored, and we all lived through it from his first game to his unforgettable last game, and the night we get to bask in it and relive it and celebrate it with him and his family.
You were there for every call. You were there for every play, more than likely, unless you had like that one sick day in like 25 years.
You lost his damn voice once.
But you were there for everything through Wade's career. Do you have a favorite call? A favorite, you know, it doesn't have to be a final call, because you could say the 2006 finals, winning the first championship, you were here from day one. That had to mean a lot to you. But your favorite call of Dwayne Wade's that you could think of off the top of your head?
You know, I'm going to give you two of them, and I know we will hear both of them tonight during this celebration that, by the way, will be televised beginning at 7:30 on Fox Sports Sun, unless you are in the building tonight. And I hope so many of you listening will be. The only other way to enjoy it is just watch Fox Sports Sun and enjoy it from home. So a lot of the calls will be played, obviously. You know, one of the benefits of being with the Heat all this time, and I didn't really think about this until, you know, the end of last year. You know, my voice and Mike Inglis's voice and Jose Pineda's voice, part of the soundtrack of this incredible, soon-to-be Hall of Fame career. So of all the calls, there's two that stand out to me that I just enjoyed so instinctively and from the heart. First one was early in his career, a dunk over Christian Laettner, when I said, "Oh my God, he jumped right out of the building. He's Superman." Okay, that, you know, made up at the moment,
right,
was really fun. And the other one, if I could only pick two, would be the final game of his career, which will go down as one of my favorite all-time Heat games and broadcasts. It was the night after he scored 30 in his home finale to beat Philly, and then he hurt his leg jumping on the scorer's table
after
the game. Almost didn't even play. It was the very next night in Brooklyn. We flew out with the team after that emotional win over Philadelphia. Final home game. He scores 30. The Heat win. And can't end any better than that, right? And then it did end better than that, because we go to Brooklyn. He's not even sure he can play. He's on the trainer's table in the locker room a few hours before the game. His knee is hurt. Here he's got LeBron and Carmelo and all these guys at the game. The whole world is waiting to watch his final game. 3 hours before the game, he's not even sure he can play. And how does he finish up with, I think, the fourth or fifth triple-double of his career?
Right.
We're going to relive it. One of the acts in tonight's, you know, many-act play is, I'll be sitting with Udonis and Dwayne, and we're going to relive that final game in Brooklyn, because it was the jump shot from Haslam with about 20 seconds left in that game that gave Wade his triple-double. And I don't know if the call was any good or not, but I just know it came from the heart. You know, we know Wade's an assist away from finishing his career with a triple-double, and you got four guys on the court with him standing in place just like watching him dribble it. And in my call, I was like, "Somebody cut!" when Sarah Spoh, I saw Coach Spoh after the game. He said, I was saying the same thing watching it from the bench. And nobody did cut, but Wade hit Haslam at the top of the key. And UD, who hardly played last year, you know, makes that jumper. And Wade's already walking back the other end of the court with his arm outstretched. Could there be a more perfect ending to, you know, one of the great careers any of us have ever witnessed than that? I've never seen a player, Joe, no matter how great or not great he's been, I've never seen a guy have a final season like Dwayne Wade had. The love, the affection, the appreciation, and admiration for all that he has meant to the game, especially here in South Florida, but all through the NBA. I mean, the only city that didn't embrace him was Dallas. Shame on them. They still haven't gotten over 2006. Okay.
They won in 11. What are they bitching about?
Maybe Mark Cuban and the people in Dallas will forget about that, the parade they had planned and had to scrap because of Dwayne averaging 40 a game and the Heat's four wins. You know, and then to see it end the way it did, I mean, just spectacular. And the night we get to relive it and enjoy it all over again. But those two calls are two of my favorite, and he made all of us better fans. He certainly made me a better broadcaster. He enriched all of us. He left us a treasure chest of memories that future generations of Heat fans are going to have to enjoy and look back on. And I love the thought of players' number being retired because years from now, decades from now, future Heat fans will look up to the rafters and be reminded of some of the greatness that we've been fortunate enough to embrace and have enjoyed, and none more than Dwayne Wade. I don't think there'll ever be a better, more meaningful player in the history of the franchise for as long as it goes. Could you imagine a guy doing what he did?
No.
Reduplicating that, 5 finals, 2 Olympic golds, 3 championships, 11 All-Star appearances. I don't know if you'll ever see that again. He's a Halley's Comet player.
I think you said it best, man. Like, you're going, wow, that was great. And when are you going to get us another Dwayne Wade? And you say, probably not going to happen again, no matter how many first-round picks. Really good first-round picks. It's hard to get to that level. I'm with you. By the way, I got to ask you something else here. What's with this idiot radio guy for Atlanta? What's this
Why does Steve Holman hate the Heat so much?
What happened last night?
No, I was just wondering, are you good with him? I'm just curious.
Well, we had our thing in the playoffs many moons ago.
But you're good.
He had it. You know, I came to understand Steve a lot more after that playoff series in the 90s. He grew up in the Boston area, loving, listening, idolizing former legendary Celtics voice Johnny Most, who made a career of making the other team, you know, the arch enemy and evil figures. And that's all shtick and act. He's won the Georgia Sportscaster of the Year a million times in his career. Had a pleasant exchange with him last night. But that's his
all right,
shtick
so,
and that's
all right.
His act.
I got you. That's
so shtick. All right. Like Little Spoelstra and the Thugs thing from years ago.
He's
right.
Calling Little Spoelstra. He's about 4'8" himself. So.
Eric, by the way, the buzzer beautiful. Beater at Madison Square Garden. This is my house with the L Heat jerseys on and the Varejao dunk. Some of the ones I wanted to bring up to you because I could not. I rewatched a bunch of them last night when I knew you were coming on, and wow, just
and
those calls.
And how about you know my former longtime partner Tony Fiorentino when we did his first playoff game together? Dave Van Gundy gave the ball to the rookie and he came through, man.
Right.
I mean, Tony made a career out of that call. He should still be getting residuals on that.
Great stuff,
Eric. Man, thank you. That's great stuff. Going to be a fun Friday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and a guy that's done it all, man. He goes down as like that special club here at the top here in South Florida, Dwayne Wade, for what he's done, man. So enjoy it, bud, over the next couple of days.
Hey, the goosebumps, the tears, we're going to experience all of it, but a very joyful time, and just so happy that, think about it, you know, Cleveland sending him back at the end of his career, it was a storybook finish. The Heat and all of us appreciated him even more when he returned, and I think he appreciated all that he returned to even more had he not left. So it all worked out, and tonight, long time coming, and just glad to be a part of it, as all of South Florida should be.
Magical sports weekend this weekend in South Florida with the Dwayne Wade celebration. The Canes, number one baseball team in the land, at home against number two rival Florida for 3 games. Even the Marlins opening up spring training in Port St. Lucie. And the weather, not supposed to be great, not supposed to be bad, so you're not tempted to just go to the beach one of those days. Make the most of it. These types of weekends don't happen often. Well, some people might not be able to make it out to everything. Life gets in the way. Dan Le Batard Show. Listen to this.
I'm having a major marital dilemma involving Jerry Seinfeld and Dwayne Wade.
I mean, who hasn't been there? We've all been there, right?
You'll hear the rest of it next on The Best of the Joe Show. This is The Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. Listening to some Nina Simone, because on this day in 1933, she was born.
All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock.
Unfortunately, she passed away 2003. She was a little bit crazy, but then again, what great artists aren't? Happy birthday to Nina Simone. Speaking of a little bit crazy, it got kind of crazy cold in Coral Gables earlier today. Hawk and Beasley were out there getting ready for the big 1-2 matchup between the U and UF. That's going to be going on all weekend long. Totally sold out, so you can listen to the games on our sister station, 790 The Ticket. We're going to check in with Hawk and Beasley in just a little bit if they're not frozen to death. Might even have some Huckman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers, the week that was on that show. But right now, we're getting to Dan Le Batard. You can hear him and his merry men weekdays from 10 to 1 right here on 560 The Joe. Earlier today, they were debating Dwayne Wade or Jerry Seinfeld. Plus, they open up the club.
I'm having a major marital dilemma involving Jerry Seinfeld and Dwayne Wade.
I mean, who hasn't been there? We've all been there, right? I mean, which one do you want me to tackle?
I heard Chris talking about this by the microwave. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, the dilemma with Dwayne Wade is I want to go to his game on Saturday night, but I was gifted for Christmas 2 Jerry Seinfeld tickets.
Ooh.
And before I realized they were on the same date, I had mentioned to my wife, hey, I want to go to this Wade final game. She's like, you can go. And then once I was like, oh, you know what? Jerry Seinfeld's that night. She hit me with, oh, you can go to Dwayne Wade. I'll find someone else to go to Jerry Seinfeld with. Mm. So I'm in this dilemma of, do I believe what my wife said, go to the Dwayne Wade game, or should I just be like, she's not telling me the truth. I need to go to Seinfeld.
It's a trap.
It is a trap. They're all traps.
There's also different levels.
Testing you, man.
There's different levels to this. It's complicated because those tickets were a gift from his parents.
Yes.
So if he blows that off, he's upsetting not just his wife, but his parents as well.
But my wife gave me the okay to do it. But the question is, was she being honest with me?
Well, before we get to the trap, there's another layer to that. It's not just his parents that gifted him. It's his coworker who's going to come on air and give him a hard time about blowing it off.
Right, so yeah.
There's layers to this decision.
As I've said around here behind the scenes that Dan's overheard us talking about is I'm going to end up going to Jerry Seinfeld because I'm a coward. But I've seen Seinfeld a bunch. Well, this Wade jersey thing is never going to happen again.
Can we hit pause for a second?
Pause.
You and your wife were going to the Wade jersey retirement?
No.
Just you.
I don't know if you've been listening to this story.
No, that's why I'm asking to hit pause.
No, we have Jerry Seinfeld tickets, tickets that my wife and I have planned to go to, but I wanted to call an audible and go to the Wade game and have her go to Seinfeld with someone else.
So here's what you do, okay? You go to the Wade game, all right? It's going to happen once in your lifetime.
I could say it's for work, too.
It's going to happen, they're going to retire it again, Bill? I mean,
anytime you go to the games moving forward, you can see that number in the rafters.
But they're going to pull it up to the rafters one time in Chris's lifetime, and Dwayne Wade is, I'm guessing, Chris's
favorite.
Age is his favorite athlete in the history of sports, right? You have one what?
Why are you just guessing that?
I thought it was Jeff Bagwell.
Ever of all time.
It was Bagwell when he was 12, but his dad has not updated his relationship with his son and does not realize that it is now Dwayne Wade.
It's not Bagwell.
Yeah, it's either Wade or Miguel Cabrera.
Or Bagwell.
Yeah, or Jeff Bagwell.
Question, if the opponent were better, would that change, right? Because they're playing the Cavs.
This has nothing to do with that.
But I know, but it's a sweetener, right? If they were playing, say, the Bucks or the Lakers, would that change something?
I don't know. This is really about Wade. I don't think the opponent
really
is a factor.
It's all, it's literal non-factor for me. I'm only going for the halftime ceremony.
Only going for Wade, as it should
I'll
be,
watch the rest of the game at the lounge.
So you go to the Wade game, okay, because that's where you want to be,
right?
You just make her night. She goes to Seinfeld. You get her ticket. She takes a friend. Yeah. You just have to make her night. Your night is bare minimums, okay? You are going to the Wade game. You tell her you're going alone, okay, media credential. It's going to be a miserable night until halftime. Then you'll enjoy it. Then you'll be home. You send her on a night that is far better than yours,
Okay? different.
Now, listen, how you go to the Wade game is up to you. You want to take a limo? You want the whole thing? You do it, okay? Go with friends, however. But you tell her that you're going by yourself.
Right. Yes.
Maybe a friend.
Because if I am going, I'm going as a fan, not credentialed, and I will be getting hammered.
And you just make her night, you know, with Seinfeld, a night to remember. Dinner, limousine, drinks, the whole nine yards, okay? You buy your way. What I'm saying is you pay for your right to go
right.
see Dwayne
make
Wade.
Make a great night for her.
Yes, and make your night not so great in her mind.
Well, let me ask you this, two guys.
But make it a great night.
Do you come home talking about regretting not going to Seinfeld with her? I should have gone with you. Even if the Wade night was amazing.
I can't tell her it was an amazing like Jersey retirement. I should be like, you know what? I think I made the wrong decision in hindsight.
Absolutely.
I should have gone to Seinfeld.
You got to regret. You got to make it seem like, hey, man, you were right. I should have.
Yeah.
I should have.
That's a heady play.
Would she be happier going to Seinfeld with or without you? Are you certain?
Now, that's a question I'd really not. I don't even want to answer. I don't want the real answer.
Let me answer it for you. Without you. Okay.
It's probably going to be her dad going with her. If I don't, if that, like, you know, she has a good relationship with her dad. So I think her dad is going to be the person replacing
me. It'd be funny if her dad wanted to go to the Wade Jersey retirement also.
Chris, you got an extra?
You get what I'm saying, though. Make the Seinfeld night a night to remember without Chris.
And then you got to undersell the night that you had.
Yes. The club is an assortment of sounds from this past week. We close out the week with it every single week here on the Levitard Show. Mike, let's open up the club. What do you got? What do you got? What's making you laugh?
Secretariat.
Billy, what are you looking at? Why are you shaking your head?
God, that was bad.
Derek Fisher.
They're not getting better.
He thought he had the game won with Secretariat. He did. He thought it was over. He thought he was ending the game.
Brett Gardner.
Pretty good. Four more, no?
Still my favorite. That'll keep my favorite.
Bernard King.
Oh!
Carl Malone.
The mailman.
Chris Moneymaker.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play this forever. All right, let's open up the club, Mike. Who is the, what's the first sound in the club today?
Jim Zorn.
Jim Zorn. Who's he coaching for? Zorny?
Seattle Dragons.
That's right. Why would he be coaching anywhere else?
Seattle legend?
Seahawk legend.
Jim Zorn.
Who's next in the club?
I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
What about the Astros? That's all I know.
Who was that? I forgot to tell baseball to shut up. Oh, that was Trout. Yeah, yeah. You know what? We never heard from Mike Trout. Not Mike Trout.
I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
That is Nick Markakis. Beating. Let's hear from Trout. Do we have Trout? I mean, listen, we didn't know what Mike Trout sounded like. Now we know he sounds like a baby. Who's next in the club?
I didn't think Markakis talked too much. So maybe he had his Wheaties.
Ooh.
Was that Mike Trout?
That definitely, that too much bass in that voice.
I didn't think Markakis talked too much. So maybe he had his Wheaties.
So that's your guess.
He said it was Bagwell.
I didn't think Markakis talked too much. So maybe he had his Wheaties.
Give you a hint. It's also an occupation.
You really don't know?
No, do you?
Of course.
Let me hear it again.
You need to hear it again? Okay.
Yeah. I didn't think Markakis talked too much. So maybe he had his Wheaties.
In a sentence.
Dusty Baker.
Ah, that's right. They fed him to the wolves.
Kendrick Nunn.
Me going up to the plate, no one was coming. It'd be pretty fun up there.
Poor Dusty.
Chris Archer.
Oh, wow. Oh, excellent. Excellent. Proud of you. Who's next in the club, Mike?
UK making a run at the end of the season. That's an important conversation, and I'm glad we're having it.
I don't know his name. He's a local. Does he do sports?
That was Mike Trout.
That's occupation.
Eric Bieniemy drops out of the Colorado job search. How about that? Doesn't want to be head coach? Sports. All right.
Murray Becker, the steal and the layup. Murray.
Also Mike Trout.
Malik Williams. Rim. Collision course.
Friday again.
Here's Trace Jackson Davis. He says, welcome to the Music Dome.
This guy put everyone to shame. He really did. Sedano, Izzy, should all be ashamed.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Randall Parmalee.
Hey, Randall.
Randall.
Parmalade?
Ah, Parms.
HT in Evansville, Indiana. Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
At no point in time did I feel like we were going to be successful. Worst game I've ever been a part of.
Quarterback of Kevin Gilbride's New York Guardian.
Woo! Throwing it out there. Bet the guys in the locker room really appreciated that. You don't have to worry about me. I always got your back. I always got Joe Rose, Dan Le Batard, and especially Hawk and Crowder's back, even though Crowder apparently is skiing in Minnesota. So, Adam Beasley joined up with Hawk earlier today. They broadcast from Coral Gables, getting ready for the big 1-2 Miami-Florida matchup. Here's a little taste.
Dwayne Wade, I'm sure, is your favorite Miami athlete of all time.
Not just talking baseball. This weekend is also about Mr. Dwayne Wade. We'll hear more of that next on the Best of the Joe Show. Dwayne. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Of course, it's not the first of the month, but it is a very happy birthday for Wishbone of Bone Thugs and Harmony, 46 years old today. Also, happy birthday to my program director, my boss, my mentor, my friend, Lynn Weiner here at the radio station. I have been a birthday cake disposal today. Every piece that no one wants to eat or just puts aside, it's mine. I have been eating Lynn's birthday cake. I'm going to lose my foot, I'm telling you. But happy birthday to Lynn, our fearless leader. I wish you had your birthday more often so I could eat even more and more cake. Lynn is the one that comes in and says, are you proud of what you do? Yeah. Hawk and Crowder always proud in the afternoons from 3 to 6 here on 560 The Joe. Although Crowder is out skiing, snow skiing at that. That's got to be funny. Maybe he's not proud of that. Hopefully they catch some video of him skiing. So Adam Beasley joined Hawk out in Coral Gables, getting you ready for the big 1-2 matchup between Miami and Florida. I love college baseball. I went to LSU. College baseball is huge there. The U have a great tradition. Florida has a good tradition. It's going to be a great week. And, of course, they talked about that, but they also talked about Dwayne Wade. Yes, this is his weekend. Solana had a celebratory montage that he'll share with you. In a little bit, I'll share my montage the week that was on the Hawk and Crowder Show and the Hawkman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers. Plus, Solana has some headlines for you.
Vacation today, Alex Rodriguez Park at Mark Light Field. We are on the campus of the University of Miami in Coral Gables. There is a huge baseball series that'll begin tonight. University of Miami, ranked number one in the nation, against University of Florida. The Stinkin' Gators, ranked number two in the nation. My typical radio partner, who is a Florida Gator, Channing Crowder, off again today. Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald filling in for Crowder today. So I guess you're going to have to be the Gator supporter, even though you're a Syracuse Orange.
Yeah, right. I will not support the Gators, but I will say this. After 4 years of Syracuse, I'm sick to my stomach that I never came to at least visit UM on a campus visit, because I would not have left. Yeah. I would have said to my family, I'll see you in 4 years. I'm not even coming back to finish high school.
This campus is so beautiful. I was telling Beasley before the show, you know, I grew up in Chicago and I had gotten into Ithaca. I'd wanted to go to Syracuse. I was too stupid. And I had gotten into Ithaca. I was going to go there. And my dad, who had a love affair with the city of Miami, my dad used to come down with his friends when Cuba was free. They used to come to Miami and then they would island hop to Havana, and he loved South Florida. And as I was getting ready to go to Ithaca, my dad said, do me a favor. We had no ties to the University of Miami. My dad just happened to love the city. And he said, do me a favor. Let's go visit Coral Gables. Let's walk around the campus. We go on a tour, and there, you know, we get to the center, and there's the swimming pool, and we get back to O'Hare Airport in Chicago. It's December. It's snowing. And my dad, who was not one to impart wisdom all the time, he was in the fabric business, as we say in the Jewish world, the shmatas. He was selling the shmatas. We get back to O'Hare, and it's snowing, and he looks at me, and he goes, I'm just going to tell you this. If I was 17 years old and I could live anywhere I wanted in the next 4 years, I would be in Miami, and that University of Miami campus is beautiful, and I never visited another school. I made my decision right there. I said, I'm going to UM.
Smart man. Have you ever been to Pepperdine?
I've never been to Pepperdine.
I think that may have actually topped this, because you're overlooking.
Right, that's on the West Coast.
Yes, it's incredible. Yeah. I just pulled it up on Google.com. 72 degrees and a slight breeze here in Coral Gables.
It is nice.
Syracuse, New York, it's 30.
Wow. So we're here. So you got a huge baseball series tonight. UM and UF, 1-2. The series, all three games, sold out. First time this has happened at University of Miami since 2003.
Oh, it's big.
That's how exciting it is. Mike Piazza is going to throw out the first pitch tonight, and A-Rod is going to throw out the first pitch tomorrow night. This place is going to be lit. Obviously, many of us are excited mostly for the Mark Light Shakes. But I digress. So Adam Beasley's here. We can talk about the Miami Dolphins. He's got some Tua news. But first, we have to pay a little homage to our friend Dwayne Wade. There is a 3-day celebration, the legacy, if you will, of Dwayne Wade, and it'll begin tonight at the American Airlines Arena. Our producer, Alejandro Solana. So you're going tonight, right, Solana?
Yeah, I'll be there tonight and tomorrow.
And then Sunday, they're showing the documentary film at the AAA, correct?
Correct.
All right, so tonight, they have this big ceremony for D-Wade. Tomorrow night, the halftime of the Cavs game. They're actually going to raise the jersey up into the rafters, and then Sunday they will finish the three-day celebration with the documentary screening. But it's three big days in South Florida sports. The UM-UF series here in Coral Gables. You got the D-Wade celebration at the American Airlines Arena all 3 days. You also have the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury fight Saturday night, which I know a lot of people are looking forward to. Our resident Heat fan expert, the guy who lives and dies with the Miami Heat. And Solana, I would imagine, because you're a young guy, Dwayne Wade, I'm sure, is your favorite Miami athlete of all time.
Favorite Miami athlete, and to be honest, probably the reason why I love sports so much.
Right, I can understand that. Older people like myself, you have that constant pull, D. Wade or Dan Marino. But for younger people like Solana, 25 years old, there's no question. They didn't watch Marino play. They've only heard stories. So Alejandro Solana has put together a little celebration of Dwayne Wade, and here it is.
From Robbins, Illinois, 6'4" guard, Dwayne. Hey!
How do I say goodbye?
Game one will be decided right here. Wade puts it up. It's good!
Yes! Yeah, baby!
Amaya on the pick and roll.
I feel like I've laid it out on the line and given everything that I've had to the game. You know, I can walk away from this game being okay with that. This is it. This is the last one. So we can get that out the way, and then we can move on.
Terry puts it up. Let's go. Rebound Wade. The Miami Heat, they've done it. They win their first championship in franchise history.
From Jermaine O'Neal, got a piece of it. Wade. Oh, a facial! Yes, and a foul! Wade going right at Anderson Barajas.
Back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in! It counts! It counts! The Heat win the game!
Wade drives on the pull-up at the buzzer. Oh, Wade puts it in! And the Heat with the victory here at the Garden.
Thomas, Wade with a steal, with two. Wade puts it up for the win. Yeah, baby. He did it. He did it. Dwayne Wade with the steal and the game winner.
It was special. I'm a really unique and special. And so, you know, how do I feel about him? I love the guy. You know, I mean, been around him 16 years, and there isn't anybody that ever played in Miami that will have a bigger legacy than Dwayne. Nobody.
And now, stand up and make some noise for number three, Dwayne Wade.
That is chills inducing. D. Wade, who has meant so much to South Florida sports for so long, he will get a fitting three-day send-off beginning tonight at the American Airlines Arena. It is fun.
I moved to South Florida in February of 2006. I've known nothing but greatness.
I mean, when I think about my time here at the University of Miami, I went 87 to 91. It was the greatest era for University of Miami football. I knew nothing else. You get down to Miami and you go, wow, this basketball thing is fun.
Incredible.
You went from Syracuse.
Winning the championship in 03.
Where they're pretty good at basketball mm-hmm. themselves to Miami in 06 was such a great season. So we're here at Mark Light, and there's a huge three-game Canes baseball series, but we've got our normal revelry planned for you today. Ira Winderman is going to join us, and we'll talk some Heat and D-Wade with him. We've got Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Jorge Sedano, He wants to come on and tell you what he's doing for ESPN about D-Wade. So he's going to join us. Blake James, the athletic director here at the University of Miami, he is going to stop by and say hello. We have a we really have a loaded potato, as Beasley can attest to from the pre-show texts and meetings.
Yeah, we had high-level production meetings earlier on.
Let's get headlines here before we move along. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Guys, the Heat did lose 129-124 to the Atlanta Hawks last night.
Let's all talk, though, about how much fun Trae Young is to watch. Now, I was rooting for the Heat, but Trae Young is fun to watch.
What, he dropped 50 last night?
50.
50? That's okay. That's pretty good.
Unbelievable.
Wouldn't have had a 50 if Bam didn't follow him at the end, though. Just saying. Just saying.
You got to be aware of your opponent's total. yeah, that was a bad loss for the Miami Heat. Like, that's a bad loss. They've lost five of their last six. I know there's still, you know, injuries on that West Coast road trip before the All-Star break, and Tyler Hero was out last night. But losing five out of your last six, that's just a bad feeling.
Allowed 66 second-half points and 39 in the fourth to a 15-win team.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was ridiculous. You had to be pulling your hair out, Solana.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the first game this season where I was very frustrated. I'm still trying not to overreact, as Heat Twitter tends to do, but that's the first game where you're upset, you're frustrated, you're coming back from the All-Star game, and you lose to a bad team with only 15 wins.
What else you got there?
They host Cleveland tomorrow, 8 p.m. Tomorrow also at halftime, the Dwayne Wade retirement ceremony. His number 3 jersey will be lifted into the rafters of the American Airlines Arena.
That is going to be an awesome moment for Heat fans. I was at the ceremony when they did Shaq's jersey. That was fun, but this one is going to be without compare, I believe, tomorrow night.
The Florida Panthers, they also lost last night 5-4 to the LA Kings, failing to win 3 games straight. They're at Las Vegas to face the Golden Knights tomorrow, 10 p.m.
And even worse for the Panthers yesterday, Toronto won. So now they're out of that 3 slot in the division. They're down in the 4 slot, and we got to do the old games in hand thing as we go closer and closer towards the end of the season. A lot of games, though, left. A lot of games. Don't lose faith in your Panthers.
First-ranked UM baseball team will face the second-ranked UF baseball team in a 3-game series this weekend. Game 1 is tonight, 7 p.m. That's where you guys are at.
Yes, we are here. We're excited. We just got handed Miami Hurricanes baseball shirts. I mean, we got ourselves a big weekend in Coral Gables.
I think I now own more Miami gear than Syracuse gear.
I'm telling you, these are great-looking shirts. This is really cool. And I'm not lying to you, because I've been talking with a lot of administrators here at the University of Miami. This is as exciting a weekend of college baseball. And again, it is sold out. First time a 3-game series at Mark Light sold out in advance since 2003.
And if you love high-level pitching, it's on tap this weekend, Hawk.
Yes.
Tonight, Brian Van Bell is on the mound. But the next two nights are when it really steps up. Chris McMahon, night 2, and Slade Ciccone, night 3. Both of those guys are top 60 prospects.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun weekend of baseball here at Coral Gables.
Wow, B's coming in hot with the Canes baseball takes, baby.
And he did that. He's not even looking at notes or anything.
Off
he did
top
that
of
right
head.
Off the dome.
Love it. And finally, guys, McDonald's is making a 6-pack of candles that will smell like Quarter Pounder ingredients.
Yeah.
A bun, ketchup, pickles, cheese, onion, and beef, all separate candles to celebrate the burger's nearly 50-year run.
I read that. I think it's great. Everybody likes to light a candle if you're getting romantic. I think everything but the pickle scent, I'm good with all of them. You fire up those burger candles, I'm all for it.
Maybe not that excited about that. If you get excited about the Hawk and Crowder show, but life gets in the way, you can't listen to every minute of every show, here's those Hawkman highlights and Crowder crowd pleasers that I promised you, kind of the week that was, on Hawkman and Crowder.
Hawkman highlights.
Highlights.
Crowder crowd pleasers.
Crowd pleasers.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show. Brought to you in Miami.
Hi.
The only lay I'm interested in is a parlay.
There's a highlight.
Hawk, do me a favor. Make you a baby.
I can't. I can barely try.
That's the highlight of my day.
Spooky nugget.
Spooky nugget.
Get your ass
there.
Down here and clean this bathtub.
Why your legs red?
Tell Trae Young I said, hi.
You wash your goodies with shampoo, not soap?
I dip it right in.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What?
Who?
Smokey Nugget!
Hi.
Why your legs red?
Ay, ay, ay. ¿Qué es eso?
Oh, I'm a genius scientist.
No, but I'm not suggesting, I'm not suggesting that...
Saúl Ñíguez has scored for the Madrileños.
What's his last name?
Ñíguez.
Huh?
Saúl.
I'll tell you the way I pronounce it.
Don't slip up, Jack.
Ooh, un crowd, please, sir. Hi.
Yeah. Ducks is racist. That's why I don't like it. Let's be real.
All right.
Say keep it real. The kids say keep it real. I'm keeping it real.
Fair enough.
All right. Let's get the weather then.
Don't slip up, Jack.
Spooky Nugget, let me eat your bathwater.
Mmm, delicioso.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
I like.
And now I walk through Publix parking lots and people scream at me. Crowder! Litter Skiller does rhyme!
Rodrigo! ¿Quieres un Coca-Cola o limonada?
¿Qué?
¿Te gusta huevos rancheros? Sí, sí. ¿Ropa vieja o moros?
Hi.
Make you a baby.
Okey Nugget!
Who?
I'm pleased.
That's how we do it. Your Friday, your weekend is here. Hope you enjoy. If you want to hear that again, you want to hear this show again, or any of the shows on 560 The Joe, you download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Also, you can go to the radio.com app, our website, WQAM.com. Any questions, hit me up on Twitter, at Dan Day Radio. I'll be back Monday with another edition of the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.